It's 94.9 WSJM. It's Johnny Reinhart, and we're excited because it's now high school basketball season, and we will have high school basketball for you right here on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. And one of the people calling those games is my good friend Brett Witkowski. What's up, Brett? How are you?
Oh, we're ready for basketball. I got cold outside and figured we'd go inside now.
Yeah, you gotta you can retire the heater because now you are in a nice heated building. Yeah. But really excited about it. We're going to be throughout the season covering St. Joe games as well as some Lakeshore games. So looking forward to this, and I know you're looking forward to this as well. You've now how many years? You called many years of football, but you've also called basketball games for many years as well, right?
Yeah. So the first 15 Phil and I did together. Mm-hmm. And then the last 15 years, Phil's been on his own, has allowed me to watch my kids and coach with them. So I'm trying to fill in for the Hall of Famer, Phil McDonald. He's the AD at Lake Michigan Catholic. So I'll be doing most of the games. Al Pashoka will be doing some of the games. So just trying to fill the shoes that Phil did. And obviously a great job. And fortunate that we'll be doing the St. Joe and Lakeshore games throughout the season.
Yeah,
including tomorrow night's second game for the Bears.
Yeah, so the second game. So obviously, it's hard to really gauge how the St. Joe Bears are going to do this year. They did get a loss just the other day, and now heading to Battle Creek Central. Now, will this be Battle Creek Central's second game or first game?
This will be their season opener.
Okay.
Yeah, they struggled last year. They were not your traditional Battle Creek Central Bearcat type of program. And it'll be interesting to see what they try to bring against St. Joe. Traditionally, Battle Creek been a strong program, but they like to push the tempo on offense and defense. They're probably not going to sit in the zone, probably not going to run clock on the offensive side, and they're going to try to make you commit as many turnovers as possible that they can convert into points.
Now, obviously, the St. Joe Bears, one positive thing that they bring to this season is experience. Quite a lot of seniors, and then Coach Schaefer been the coach for many years as well. How many seniors on this team?
So they've got 7 seniors, which is a lot for a program of any size.
Yeah.
Usually, time they get to seniors, if you have 4 or 5, it's usually about it. But to have 7 tells you they're kind of built to try to make a push this year. Their JV team was undefeated also last season. And what's really interesting for our listeners and fans of St. Joe and Lakeshore basketball is, you know, they're both in Division I, the biggest class, but they, for the first time ever that I can ever remember, Kalamazoo Central is not going to be in that district. Kalamazoo Central is going to go east, and they brought Sturgis into that district, which is an odd one to me, but it, you know, for St. Joe and Lakeshore, really, and for the Porter Schools in Mattawan, it really opens that district. And, you know, you play for the conference, you play for your rivals, and you play for districts. And so I think St. Joe's hoping that with Kalamazoo Central out of it, having 7 seniors and the undefeated JV team, that this might be the year that they could do something that they haven't done since the 1950s, and that is when a Division I or back then a Class A district. There's a lot of years where they were a Class B for about 2025, but the last 10 they've been Division I or former Class A class.
Now, obviously, they've only had one game under your belt, but being able to kind of see what they're what are you seeing as their game plan for how they're going to run the game, and on the offense and the defensive side, are they wanting to push the ball, or are they trying to slow things down and let things develop? What are you seeing?
Great question. Traditionally, with Coach Schaefer, it's been more a slower type of offense. Defense, they kind of do what fits that mode or fits that group best. This year, Coach Schaefer has been saying that they want to try to go faster. I think that's with the experience. I think that's with the kids coming up from junior varsity. But, you know, how that turns into reality sometimes is a little bit of what coaches have to evaluate the first 5 games. Is this really going to work for us? Are we really a fast-paced team? Or do we need to kind of go back to what would give us the most chances to be successful? And coaches will evaluate those things in the first few games to see if they can do that. They're going to find out real fast if they can play at a fast pace tonight against Battle Creek Central. Whether or not Battle Creek Central is any good is irrelevant from that standpoint, but they're going to push it. And then teams either let the other team pick the pace of the game, or they pull it out and they decide to pace it. But I think St. Joe probably feels they can run up and down more than they have historically, which most kids like, right? They don't want to pass the ball around 10 times for to get a good shot. They'd rather take it one, pull up the jumper. You know, they see Stephen Curry and LeBron and his Durant and the other guys, pulling up and shooting back steps, drop steps, things like that. And that's what they watch.
Yep. And then that works for people in the NBA, sometimes not so much in high school. And I wish more high schoolers watched certain college programs and saw how they develop things and let things happen. I mean, obviously, this team may be more patient than other young teams to let things develop and see what happens. But the great part about it is that those adjustments can be made and those adjustments can be and stick rather quickly when you've got that experience of those seniors some of the seniors on the bench as well to really get things going. But it's a good test with Battle Creek Central tonight. And then also Lakeshore, they're on the road as well.
Yeah, they open their road season at Portage Central. Not far from Battle Creek Central. So, we'll see how they do on the road. Portage Central was a solid team last year. Yeah. Good program. Lakeshore is a lot younger than they have been. I think they got really one player back with significant minutes from last season. So I think that'll kind of be a test for them on the road. And then a week from now, they'll be gearing up for the big St. Joe Lakeshore game, which is going to be played on Saturday before break. At St. Joe on December 18th, which I think is a great idea. I think they're going to get a ton of people to come out and watch that game.
And you'll be calling that game as well, right?
Yep, we'll be there. We'll be from the Bear Den for that game. And with the fifth quarter rule, you're not going to have the guy-girls doubleheaders in.
Okay.
Not like you had before. And so you're going to go back to the traditional freshman JV varsity games. So our goal is to be on the radio, 7:15. But if that freshman game goes overtime and there's a lot of fouls in a JV game, it might be 7:45, 8 o'clock. We don't know. But for our listeners, just kind of be patient. And obviously you can follow us, not just on the radio, but internet, app, everything that's out there.
Wonderful. We're really looking forward to it, following some great basketball, high school basketball all season long, and looking forward to that St. Joe game against Battle Creek Central. You'll be able to hear right here on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. All right, Brett, have a great game, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.